okay, what is the, and that's actually after I got a phone call, so. Mm-hmm. But if it's okay with the commission, I'd like to see if they would, and Road and Bridge could come out of your budget. I'd like for them to do a study and just say, hey, this is what the traffic can handle and what it currently is and what it'll do. And mm-hmm. I think that'll yeah. give us some better answers on our decision. Is that, do you have a problem with that? Or?
Then do I have a motion to table it until we receive that study or decision?
How long do you think it'd take them to turn that around?
It's going to be a few months.
Seriously?
Yes, yeah, a couple months.
That's what I...
That's not going to be a problem for us, just so you know. I mean, obviously, we'd like to get to a point where you all have the information you need to make a good decision. But if it takes some time for this traffic study, we're not, that's fine. Whatever time frame we're on, so...
I think that would be a good idea, then.
I think it'd be a good idea, but I don't want the citizens to be in a... I know it's not the answer you want, but does anybody have a problem with us doing a traffic study and that way we can have some harder numbers to make some decisions off of?
Actually, it'd be good information for the citizens
right,
also.
Right, it's still too many people on that little piece of ground,
Brandon.
I'm sorry,
Mr.
William.
No, hey.
I just think it's too many buildings on people on that.
Regardless of what we think, I think that the experts have said that that's what that property and parcels allow. And so those are the guidelines set forth by studies that aren't us. And so that's how those numbers come about.
Well, and be clear, if we're talking about doing a traffic study, that's not the vote. That's that the vote will not be made until after the study is done
right.
for consideration.
Right.
With everything else.
When would the study be done? Because it varies per season as well. I mean, it's always busy, trust me, because I live right on it.
Yeah.
But it varies per season, school year, summer, winter, all that kind
it
of stuff.
It varies by the time of day, too, because I've watched it.
Well, so the last one was done October of 22. So that would have caught October of 2. Now, you do have to call me Commissioner
Williams. I'm sorry, Commissioner Williams.
Thank you. They're older than me. They can do whatever they want. You on the other hand. 2022 in October is when that last study was done.
Okay.
And it's done for a week.
There were strips out this last week down.
That's a question for.
And I didn't know what those were doing there because they were only there for a day or two. And it's like, well, what kind of a count are you going to get out of a day or two?
We're not just counting.
Okay. Well, we were all really excited.
Oh, and just so you guys know, there's a lot of times when there's a company over here that has such and such, and their insurance requires that
sure.
they have how many traffic counts. So a lot of times when you see those strips, it's not even the government; it's a private entity having to have information for something else. So, but yeah, no, I wasn't aware of the.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's fine. So. I didn't know if it was the county or not. Yep. We were just really excited about it. But I mean, it's not going to change the fact that I mean it's. It's constant traffic, 24 hours a day.
So, and as far as the speed limit sign,
doesn't
hey Devin.
Doesn't matter what speed limit
sign
says, they go 60 miles an hour.
We need to look at putting on the other side, possibly, coming down the hill.
Speed limit.
The speed limit sign the shows your speed and it does all the recording of the data. Return. You might put it on the other side and come down.
Yeah,
the hill.
Not going down the hill.
Yeah.
You say we can't put it going down?
No, we can. I said we've got two of them on the road.
Yes, let's put one going down the hill. Or move that one or whatever we need to do. I can't remember if that one's permanent or not. So, and I think Sheriff's sitting back here, I'm sure he's heard some concerns, and he'd be more than happy to address any of those as well.
Okay.
So,
one more thing, sir. Would it be possible to move the north one up further towards Reinhardt so it'll get a better accurate count?
Just get with her Road and Bridge, Devin.
Oh, okay.
You'll get with him, and they will move it according to where the need is at.
Where the need, and then because I think they're also solar, and then you have to do. I mean, there's a little bit more to it than just installing it.
Okay.
We have to.
And they often work with the sheriff's department. If he tells them that they look to have one there, it helps them to determine.
And I think those have traffic counters, speed. I mean, those have data inside those as well. So
I think the time of day.
They forward those to us on a monthly basis.
Okay.
What time of day the high speed is, and
at that specific location. Yeah. So with change in the pattern, with change in it, it may change some of the patterns, and we'll get that information too. So it's all good information to have. Okay. So I would move to table this is the I don't have the order number on this one either.
I do too. Resolution number.
I already have an RZ number.
Yeah. RZ.
Yeah. 717-2023-01.
Okay. What'd you say? 717-2023-01. Move to table order number 7-17-2023-01 to an unspecified time after we receive the data from a
engineer.
From a traffic study.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
And we'll do a republic notification when we get a determined date of the hearing.
Is there, I'm assuming everybody in attendance would want to be here. Do we have everybody's address here that we can make sure that they know about? So that
everybody that spoke, yes.
And it'll be on our agenda posted the week ahead. And
is there a way? Do you guys have a community?
Yeah, injury post on the neighborhood watch if anybody does that.
Okay.
Next door or
something.
I can't imagine Mr. Martin being on the neighborhood watch post. Jeez. Okay. I said Mr. Martin. Okay. Let's.
Is there any way that the water district can be involved too? Public Water District 3, because I mean, in the past we've had some. I feel like with this, if this ever did materialize, that we would have some pretty major water issues as well.
So. I think you guys can reach out to them if you'd like.
Okay.
I think that the
they're on board.
They're private, right?
Yes.
They're not associated with us.
Okay,
you guys actually vote on that board.
Okay.
Because I do know in another project they had talked about whether they were going to do another development there or not.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Then the public hearing for this is over, and we'll adjourn just for a couple of minutes. And
no, we won't adjourn. We'll recess.
We're going to recess for a couple of minutes until the presiding commissioner comes in, and we'll continue the rest of the hearing.
Okay.